JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. Today we'll have a look at what the Education Ministry is doing to enhance and complement teaching methods in schools. And later we talk about some uncommon folk customs and beliefs. We're happy you could join us. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says that the ministry will continue to introduce age-appropriate learning technology in schools island-wide. This includes smart boards, tablet computers, virtual education, among others, all aimed at enhancing and complementing teaching methods in schools. Reverend Thwaites was speaking at the official opening of an enrichment center at the Central Branch All-Age School in Kingston Tuesday. The center falls under an ongoing $1.9 million US enrichment program between Digital Foundation and the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, which commenced in 2013. On virtual education, the minister says the initiative, dubbed Education Broadcasting Network, EBN, will deliver programs for early childhood, primary and secondary school students.
The Education Broadcasting Network material is now being distributed via 20 cable channels that carry Public Broadcasting Corporation, PBC, programs. Love TV and Jet TV are also carrying heavy doses of education material. You can get the best extra lessons for free on the media these days.
The materials include review exercises and quizzes relating to the grade 4 literacy and numeracy tests, as well as the grade 6 achievement test, GSAT. Under the initiative, the ministry is collaborating with the Universal Service Fund to afford content appropriate to the new curriculum and the development of the character of the Jamaican youth. Chief Executive Officer Digicel Jamaica David Butler says since the program started, a total of 97 schools with an enrollment of 37,000 students are now implementing the enrichment program with assistance from USAID.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be rolling out a 6-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. They will be collecting your e-waste on the last Sunday of each month during the pilot program. Visit nswma.gov.jm for more information and play your part. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
Culture as we know it is the way of life of a people. A country's culture is the dynamic reservoir of the ways of thinking and doing accumulated over time, agreed upon, and transmitted across generations. Culture affects all aspects of human life and forms the basis for our values, objectives, and outlook for the future. The Vision 2030 plan therefore seeks to create an authentic culture that will help to transform Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. It is said that if a pregnant woman should stare up in a tree, the baby will be born with cross eyes. Do we still believe that today though? Some other uncommon folklore. It's said that it is bad luck to marry on your birthday. Also, if you dream of losing a tooth, someone is going to die. And if a man dies with his eyes open, someone from his family will soon follow. Whether we believe these folklore or not, they are a rich part of our Jamaican heritage. And remember, the invitation is always open for you to share some of your glimpses of Jamaica with us. Send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-35904. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. With student engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.